let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
Well, well, now,
people all over the world,
you don't need no
join hands,
come on,
start a love train, love train. People all over the world, join hands, get on a bike and a cash train.
Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and photos and posts about animals that we post. A lot of great stuff there. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous sunny Sunday morning. Nothing but blue sky out there. And Nathan and I were chatting, and I just before we get going with our second interview of the day, we will be talking to Eileen from Help Animals India. Boy, big stuff to talk about there. But before we do that, Gary or Nathan, I'm on the Gary mode since you brought him up last night. Anyway, that it used to be. Yeah, there's that.
I'm just going to have
Gary.
To save that.
Yeah, that's Gary. It used to be, well, back when Gary was doing what you do and we'd be in the studio, on Seafair Sunday, when the Blue Angels flew, they would close down I-90. So I had to pay close attention, because if I needed to go back over I-90, I had to do it before they shut it down. And I think I remember one year getting stuck and having to wait. I think I heard on the news that they don't close it down anymore, but I thought legally they had to do that safety sake with the Blue Angels flying. So what's the deal? Does I-90 close or doesn't it?
I'm not quite sure what the full details as to why they can reopen it, but I do know that they changed the flight pattern of the Blue Angels. They have a little bit of a different path for their show. So the space that they fly over now, does not impact the opening or closure of I-90. So it will remain open, but I was checking the traffic across I-90, and during all the performances, everything went from green to stop and go. So you're going to see a lot of people maybe standing on the bridge and hazards that way. So I don't really know if it's a smart idea yet to, you know, open the I-90 bridge during
Festival. I've heard lots of reports that it is not legal to go to drive onto I-90 and then pull over to watch the Hydros or the Blue Angels, because you can't do that. So you can't go just sit on I-90 because it's open and watch the Blue Angels, or you'll get in trouble.
But we always had that one person who gets distracted while they're driving. It's like, ooh, look at that. Blue Angels are going right now. So they're going to maybe not stop, but slow down and take their time going across the bridge. And that causes a lot of traffic issues.
Yeah, and so if you have animals you need to shelter from the noise, we talked about in the first hour, put the oil in their ears, and lots of happy jollies, and you can turn on the TV or the radio, but set the appropriate example, and lots of happies, lots of jollies. And the good news is it doesn't last for very long. It's not a long display, and they only fly once today. And I believe that's at 3:05.
3:05, correct.
3:05 today, so that's when you have to be careful. Okay, that's it for our Hydro and Blue Angels report. And now it's time to get back to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, someone who does a phenomenal job of that would be our wonderful chief cook and butter washer from Help Animals India. That's Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha, and a great show so far. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. And why don't you, before we get carried away and talk about your big news, tell me what Help Animals India is all about.
Well, before I do, I'll just say that we are talking about social media. We just shared our first TikTok video that to our Facebook and Instagram page. And what helped, it was sent to us from Nepal. And what Help Animals India does is support all these groups in India and Nepal that help the animals every day. And that includes a lot of dogs. We have what we call community dogs all over, millions and millions of them, and the least we can do is get them spayed, neutered, rabies vaccinated. So this video showed one of the community dogs who came back from her operation and was released back to her neighborhood, and she just ran around looking for someone. And they kept saying, "Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for?" And then there was this great reunion with one of her puppies.
Oh,
she was looking for. So the puppy was like about, not young anymore, 6 months old, and she'll be going next for her operation, but she had this reunion with her mom.
So how fun.
That's sweet. Media. So if you go to helpanimalsindia.org, you can click on all the social media sites and see what we do and help all these groups as we can with training, advice, and financial support. From Seattle area.
Yeah, and it's just such a fabulous organization, Eileen. You've just done such a wonderful job with this, and because we can donate to you, and we don't have to worry about where the money goes, because and it isn't like it's just one organization in India or one kind of animal. You spread the gifts around, and you work with all kinds of different organizations and support all the different kinds of animals. And you know, there's so much help needed with the dogs and the cats, but you know, there's the elephants, and there's, you know, I mean, it's a different environment that we live in here, and so much different kind of animals. But I'm amazed at the work that you do. And anything else you want to mention before we talk about your big news?
Well, the animal shelters in India are more like our animal shelter here, PAWS, that helps wildlife also. And so they're challenged to do a rescue, and they have ambulances that go out and help the animals that people call, please, you know, save this animal. And there's all sorts of situations of disaster relief, helping. There's a lot of flooding going on there right now. So all these groups help all the different types of animals. That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Great work. Great work.
So the big news.
Yeah. Tell us your big news.
My last trip to Nepal and India was 2017, and I'm going again in September, God willing.
Yeah, and this sounds so excited because you've received some kind of sponsorship.
Yes, there is a major conference in Nepal, and it's called the Himalayan Vegan Festival, and it's the biggest Himalayan vegan festival they're ever going to have.
And okay, now let's time out just a minute. Okay, for those of you that are listening and are online, if you want to follow what Eileen's telling you here, you can, because I checked it out, you can go to this website, HimalayanVeganFestival.org. HimalayanVeganFestival.org.
But better yet, I'm doing an email newsletter this week. I have to chastise your audience every time, every month you mention it. I don't get any sign-ups. So everyone, please, it's only six times a year, and you just go to helpanimalsindia.org, and it comes up right away. Just put in your email. You don't have to put in your mailing address or anything. It's so easy. And then I'll be sending out one this week, and it'll have a link to the festival in Nepal. And that link is really good. They're having all sorts of filmmakers and speakers come from worldwide. It's a very exciting festival.
Right, and you're going to this is an annual festival?
No, it's never happened before.
Oh, it's a first-time festival.
Well, it was supposed to happen last year, and then the spring they kept putting it off and putting it off. And
okay.
They feel it's, you know, safe and all the protocols are in place, and we can have it, you know.
So, and you're going to be a speaker at this vegan festival
in Nepal. I'll be on one of the panels. And so not only about vegan diet, well, we say diet change, not only climate change, but we'll also be talking about how to help the dogs, how to set up a sanctuary for the elephants in Nepal. There is none right now. And elephants are being trafficked. That's another story. So, you know, there'll be a lot. Oh, the major thing is all the groups that we send money to will be there. So I can meet all these people that some whom I met before, but most not. And they'll all be there. So it'll be a great gathering. Yeah.
That's very cool. So all representatives from all of the different organizations and rescues and stuff that help Animals India help support will be there. Gosh, it's like having a big reunion or a meeting. That'll be really fun to get to know.
Not only that, but as we'll also have a table, and the conference is open to the public. So I don't know what to expect of the Nepal public. So mostly I'm not there for fundraising because it's the Nepal public, but it's just for education and get people to care. You know, people, they just learn to ignore these problems on the street because they don't know what to do. So we teach them that there is something you can do, and you can connect with your local group, and they can come out and help the dogs. And of course, cats are way down the list, but we do have one group called Kathmandu Lovers, Kathmandu Lovers. Uh-huh. They're helping all the cats. So we're just educating people. Some people don't even know what spay means, or they never heard of it. So there's a lot of education that needs to be
and
done.
Aren't you just beginning like trap neuter release programs over there and so forth?
Well, they don't even have the traps. That's another story. Oh, that reminds me, one of the main things I'll be doing is bringing over supplies. So afterwards, I'm going to India. But in Nepal, it's really hard to get supplies. And so I'm bringing, I want to get some a lot of frontline and things like that. So people can donate for that, or actually any veterinarians out there. So the authorities are a little strict. Maybe they don't like expired supplies. Some people like to donate that. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm not sure that everyone wants that. But, yeah, they can contact me. They have donations. I'm not leaving till early September, but I have to start packing up. And generally, I bring a huge suitcase full of supplies that we can't get there, including cat traps. We still can't get them. So, but, you know, there's a lot of cats just on the street that you just pick them up.
Right.
So and they have these very ingenious baskets that I've seen. They're sort of like produce baskets, but they have a lid on them that latches securely. So they don't have these carriers so much, but they have these baskets, and they're very secure and airy. So people bring them in that way.
Wonderful. Now, is this Himalayan Vegan Festival, is this a one-day festival? Is it more than one day? How long an event is it?
Well, the main festival in Kathmandu, and no, I'm not going for trekking. If you go to REI, you think you're going to Nepal. Everyone thinks you're going for trekking. The main festival is in Kathmandu, but then there's two side festivals, and one in Lumbini, which is the birthplace of the Buddha. I don't know how much we want to get into this because it gets complicated, but another festival in Pokhara, which is a beautiful town in the Himalayas. Now, I like going to these places, but it's like wherever I go, oh no, there's so many dogs.
See something else you that needs help, I bet. All right, I'm looking at the clock, and I'm trying to keep us on time. So we're going to time out and take care of advertisers, and then we will continue with Eileen. And her trip just begins with this vegan festival, because then she's traveling all over the place in India. So we'll find out where else she's going and all this great stuff. So stay right where you are. We can help and help with those supplies and all of that. So helpanimalsindia.org. More to come. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just about midway through the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub, the founder and president of HelpAnimalsIndia.org for the website. And hey, Eileen, gosh, this just sounds like a fabulous trip. And it looks like you're going to be over there a whole 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, you really have to go for that amount of time because it's a long flight and get a lot of jet lag. I'm older now, so I'm pretty nervous. I have to take all my health precautions, but I don't want to talk. And I don't mean about COVID. I mean just staying well is a challenge. But I want to talk about India, where I'll be going afterwards. Right.
Yeah, because you're going to be in Nepal for the vegan festival, that sort of things. But then you're going to travel to India and all over the place. Now, I'm just curious before we go now, because this is going to be in September, you're going over. What kind of weather conditions are you expecting at that time of year?
Well, usually I've always gone November, December, January, so I'm not thrilled about September. The places, I've been checking and, it's in the 90s at some places, so I will have air conditioning at the hotel. I'm not going backpacking. I'm not, in my 30s anymore.
All right. So, yeah. Now, is the heat in India, Eileen, is it dry heat or humid heat?
It depends where you are.
Okay.
Most of the places that, like one of the places, Bangalore, used to be always in the 70s, and beautiful, beautiful city with lots of trees. And, now it's been developed so much, so it's getting hotter. But, so I have to fly, and I have a travel companion who I've known many decades, and she's helped me with these projects. And so we're flying. I'll tell you about the second part first.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be more interested, because the second place I'm going is to see our elephants.
Oh, and yeah. That's it. So I want to hear all about that.
Yeah, so when I was there last in 2017, we only had one elephant, and now we have three, about to get four, because they are moving. That's why I'm putting in the new email, elephants on the move. Mm-hmm. And they are moving. Right now they have a couple of acres. It's a nice place, but we're starting what's called the first elephant care facility in the entire state. There is none.
Wow.
There's so many elephants that people either can't take care of anymore. Or there are 2,500 elephants just in captivity in India.
2,500? So, wow.
Yeah. And, there used to be hundreds of thousands of elephants in India, and about 25,000 in the wild. So we're going to start this facility, and hope to get up to 8 elephants eventually. And so I've seen the sheds they've built, and so we have to move the 3 elephants we have, and it's been raining a lot, so there's been a lot of obstacles. And these elephants have PTSD, so they're not going to be happy about moving. And I don't what it's like to move a cat,
right?
So but they're best friends. And I'll send you this video National Geographic did about these elephants and how they're just such sweethearts, and how they connected with each other, and how much they care about, they started this new family in their rescued situation. But these elephants have really been through a lot, and now they have a great place, and we're going to get more elephants. So that's the main place in India I'll be visiting, and I have very good friends there, and this will be my 6th trip to this area.
Yeah, and that's, so the elephants are in Bangalore.
South of Bangalore, quite a bit.
South of Bangalore, okay. And did you say that they're moving from their location now to a bigger location because you're getting more? Is that what did you say? The one,
yeah,
the elephants
they're
on the move?
Hundreds of acres.
And, wow.
just, you know, be more like the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee, you know, where they're
wow.
having a better place. But, you know, each elephant needs a lot of care every day. You don't just, you know, let them go and buy, you know. And one of them has bad arthritis because she was a logging elephant, and a big log fell on her trunk, her foot. So each one needs special care every day, and you know, I can tell them all apart. And actually, I'm in touch. As shout out, I don't know if she's listening, but our friends of the Woodland Park Zoo elephants, Aileen, and I know you know her. She's been helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been helping me edit some of the documents needed and just keep up with some of the activists there. So she's still very involved with elephants worldwide. So she's been a help to me.
Oh, she's wonderful. Of course, we've spent hours with Aileen on Animal World, you know, interviews and stuff. And she always calls me and comes on when, you know, there's something going on and she's got another project. I know she was working on something with the Seattle Aquarium and so forth, but I haven't heard an update on that recently.
Yeah.
But that's good to know that she's still involved and that the two of you are connected and working on the elephant situation. That's great.
Yeah. So that's the elephant. Now, there are the animal shelters in Bangalore, which we help support, but I don't know how much time I'll have, and I just tell you, it is difficult for me to go to these places, and you know, I want to take them all home. And
yeah, and that's what I wonder. So it can be real challenging to have to spend time in these locations and be around the animals. I don't know about you, Aileen, but you know, I'm so empathetic and I pick up what the animals are feeling and all of that, and it can be quite a challenge to sit and which is why I don't go to some places. You know,
You know, the thing with India, why you can accept all this is because you see people who are, you know, living on the street and in slums and, you know, very, very poor conditions. So then you see the animals, they're out there with them. And so you just see it's another version of life. And you have to, you kind of accept it more. And do what you can. And of course, what we've done all these years is help improve and educate, because there's this great education going on east to west to east, and you know, just how we study and you know, learn about our Vedic health systems, and we want to learn about you know, yoga and all that. They can learn a lot from us of different ways of doing things and training of the veterinarians. That's something we've been doing for years, and you know, helping them overcome all sorts of diseases and you know, challenged conditions. So there's a great exchange of information going on that we participate in.
Wonderful. Now, you're also going, I think before you go to do the elephants in Bangalore, you're going to Varanasi.
Yeah.
And it looks like then north of Sarnath. But I'm curious, it says that you're going to be at, it sounds like, the 8th annual animal birth control camp for dogs. No more rabies, no more dead puppies in the road. That sounds like an interesting. So tell us what that's all about.
Well, Varanasi, also called Benares or Kashi, is one of the most ancient cities of the world. And it's right on the river Ganges. And people go there for spiritual reasons. And they want to participate in all these ceremonies. But for some reason, it's a very challenged place. Very crowded, and a lot of street animals that and cows all over. Maybe you've seen videos of that, but there north of Varanasi is a place where the Buddha gave his first teaching. So it's a very spiritual place for the Buddha. And my friend was going there for many years to attend teachings there, And she got fired. You know, they have the monasteries, but they don't understand anything, and they'll just close their doors and, you know, just keep praying. So she started this project, and we get support every year for this from the Brigitte Bardot Foundation in France.
Brigitte Bardot Foundation, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if people know, you know, Brigitte Bardot, the actress, is a great animal lover. She's still alive, and she has this foundation.
Well, I remember that now that you mentioned it, but I'd totally forgotten that.
Yeah, and so she gives, their foundation gives us a grant every year, and so we do the 300 dogs in that area every year. But, you know, it's not just during that time. We've done education for the children, and I've been to some of these education sessions. They're very lovely. Everything's outside. You know, a lot of the kids, they just learn outside. You know, it's warm all the time, and so they don't really have desks or anything, but they're just sitting outside. And so we give the they do in Hindi, and they give the education. Not only why the community dogs need help, but what to do if you're bitten by a dog. They have to learn how to wash it off with water right away and go, you know, to a doctor right away. So, you know, this is called the rabies. And how not to get bitten by a dog. Don't interfere with a mom dog and her puppies. Don't put your hand where the dog's eating. You know, things like that. So that's why the cities of India that are rabies-free are
My goodness, I mean, you're educating everybody. I mean, you're not just taking care of the animals, but you're also, you have to educate the people as well.
Well, you know, that goes hand in hand. And you can't have one without the other. And there's a lot of cruelty, too. Not everyone likes to see, you know, dogs. Not everyone agrees with dogs on the street. You know, the challenges that you know, the barking and all of that goes on. So, you know, and India and Nepal are very exciting places. And so I hope people will keep up with our, at least our emails. And this will be the last one I'm doing for a while. So please just add your email address to helpanimalsindia.org. And you can read more about it.
Yeah, really, and I want to know what's up with you folks that, you know, you regulars that are listening all the time. How come you haven't gone and signed up yet? Get a helpanimalsindia.org. Just, it won't take you 2 minutes to go
up for these things online. They're emailing you every day. You know,
but Eileen isn't like that. You don't send out much at all. And when you do send something out, it's important.
Yeah, you know, we work a long time on it, and it's just 6 times a year. So please just add your email. And it, you know, really cheers me up. And I need a lot of support for this because, you know, just quite frankly, you go there, you cry a lot. So and it's just emotional.
I can only imagine.
So, you know, when I feel the support, from people here, it really means a lot, and I'm so grateful for anyone's interest in what we're doing. And you know, maybe people will travel there someday themselves. That's when people like us, animal people, travel. That's what happens. We get involved wherever we go. So that's what happened to me.
Well, and it's wonderful that you have now. While you're off traveling around Nepal and then India, you're leaving husband Mark here. He's going to take care of everything on the home front.
Yeah, he's been a couple of times, and he's you know, has his projects here, and so he's happy to stay home and support me, which is really good. And so that's a little easier.
Yeah, no, but you've also got your friend that you're going to be traveling with, and sounds like a great itinerary. And so are you going to end up at your trip in the Bangalore area with the elephants? Is that the end of your trip, or are you doing any more traveling after that?
No, well, I have had a lot of invitations, but no, that's it. And I made my trip. Oh my gosh, I could have just made it easy on myself by making the round trip on the same airline. But I looked around and I got two different airlines. I'm going on Turkish Air on the way there and changing planes in Istanbul. And on the way back, I'm on Japan Air and changing planes in Tokyo. So, you know, I never get to go to these other countries. And I haven't even really been to Europe or South America. But, you know, when you at least you're in the airport for a few hours, you feel like you've been to another place.
So you can say, well, I touched base there. That's good. Now, how is travel these days internationally? Can you expect that your flights will go as scheduled and all of that, or is there still problems with that?
Knock wood, hopefully September will be better. I think the international flights have been better than the domestic flights because they just kind of, you know, they just prepare better. And they. I pray that it'll go well because, you know, we have connecting flights and you don't want to be stuck somewhere. So, yeah, I have heard all the horror stories, but then I've heard some very good stories, too. So I think September hopefully will be better.
Yeah, hopefully it's getting better all the time. But I just hear, you know, people, flights got canceled. You know, I'm not coming or something. Hopefully it will go smoothly and all your flights will be on time and on schedule.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we'll put out good thoughts for that. And then everybody listening, we want you to go immediately to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. And you'll see when you get there what a fabulous website it is. And Eileen provides just some, you know, incredible information. And the photographs and stories are just phenomenal. And it's just one of the best websites that I've ever seen. So I hope you will support Eileen's trip. And anything specific? The most needs would be money to support all of this, or is there anything else on your wish list?
I'm going to be buying a lot of supplies, go over with a full suitcase. These groups simply cannot get these products. We do in Nepal. We do have Amazon India now, which you can order some products there. But basically, they're still not available, and most of the things. And so if anyone's listening has a veterinarian supply or some, you know, if your animal sadly passed away and you have extra supplies, but, you know, nothing big, just small things I can take, you know, because I'm taking two suitcases. So they can contact me through the website.
Okay, so at helpanimalsindia.org, and you can contact Eileen through the website if you need to.
Yeah, just go to contact form.
All right. Well, gosh, it's let's see. I'm thinking September 7th. I got to look at.
Yeah, so if you have any supplies you want to ship or send over, you know, it has to be by mid-August. Can't use them. You know, I have to be able to pack.
Well, but see, I'm looking at a calendar I was looking at because we would be the next shelter rescue show for Animal World would be Sunday, September 4th.
I can be on if I'm wired now. I don't know how it sounds.
We'll hope that you still have maintained your sanity and you're organized and prepared enough for your trip in a few days that you'll be able to join us on the 4th.
Okay.
But I know you'll be gearing up for the big trip. And but it sounds really exciting. But I also, you know, I'll send you a lot of extra prayers and thoughts and energy because I know what it's like to have to go into those situations and see the incredible suffering of the animals and so forth, and it takes its toll. But of course, that's what got you started and motivated you to start Help Animals India.
As I always say, we are the lucky people who can help, who can do something.
Yeah,
we're so fortunate. And, you know, that's, you know, Marilyn, you know, the cat, you know, Meow.
Meow, yeah.
Just of all the cats she's helped and everybody else, you know, so we're the lucky ones. So, you know, these are the gifts we're given, and it's our duty and our privilege to use them.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I talk so much about Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, you know, on Animal Planet, and was watching, you know, the marathon last evening. And I always say, you know, if you want a great example of devoting your life to service and how someone has done it as a veterinarian and caring for animals and sharing around, I mean, the man is extraordinary, and what they do and how they give back is incredible. So I really, really appreciate you, Eileen, and being willing to go over and to put yourself through all of this in order to help the animals. So we'll all support you and send you lots of love and prayers and good energy. And we'll hope that you're organized enough that you'll be able to visit with us one more time before you take off. And and then, well, I'm not sure when the next Sunday is that you'll be able to join us, so we'll get your firsthand report of this fabulous trip, but that'll happen at some point.
Sure.
Anyway, you take care, and I think we've skated on, I'm not going to, the heat wave we're having here, we're getting the best there is, because it's beautiful during the day and cooling off at night, and it's not going to last very long, so
no,
hopefully it'll be
as hot as they predicted, so, tomorrow's the last day, so.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Eileen, for taking the time to chat with us all. And I'm just thinking real good thoughts for you and the trip and all of the animals, and can't wait to hear all about it. And hopefully we'll be able to give you a fresh bon voyage the 4th of September.
Okay. Thanks for sharing the journey so far.
You're welcome. God bless. Keep up the good work. Talk to you next month.
Martha.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and we'll come back and catch up on current events and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. And remember, Dr. Nels and his sister Linda will be in the studio next week with us all. And we will be taking your phone calls, and they do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends and can help with physical, emotional, or behavioral issues. And if in the meantime you want to check him out, go to healingministryforanimals.com. He still has the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program available, and you get that through the website. Just click on the contact link, fill out the little form, and he always does a free telephone evaluation, so he'll arrange to give you a call. And of course, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. And she's got classes that she offers. She'll customize for you. But she also does readings over the phone. And she's very reasonably priced. And all you got to do is give her a call. And you can call her at 360-770. I better check that number just to be sure, since I'm spacing so many numbers. But yep, it's 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and all you got to do is give me a call or shoot me an email. You can use our Animal World email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can also use the phone. Give me a call, 360-217-7258. Remember that our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, needs our help. She's got to find a rental. She sold the condo, and now she's got to find a rental where she can congeal her living arrangements along with the office in the Whispering Dragon Center. So ideally, she'd like a house and preferably with a yard for the dog. And totally ideal would be a separate entrance to a working area and then, a living area as well. But she's looking in the area of Shoreline, Edmonds, Mount Lake Terrace, and Linwood. So if you know of a rental that is or will be available that sounds like it might fit the description, well, you can contact Jude via the Whispering Dragon Center. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Jude Ponton, P-O-N-T-O-N, is her personal Facebook page where she's posted about this. And of course, you can just give her a call, 206-706-7426, 206-706-2836. For the Whispering Dragon Center, if you know of a potential rental. All right. Now, I was just checking in because I had to get bring current events up and so forth. And I found an email I got from, I think you might have gotten it too, Nathan, from Eileen earlier in the show. And I didn't see it until now, so I couldn't talk to her. With it. But, you know, early on in the show, we talked about that Loretta had called me and was feeding her crows, but she's attracting rats. And Nathan just kind of said something, well, you know, get a cat to hunt the rats. And I talked about, well, you know, cats hunting rats is not something you can really count on. Rats can be pretty intimidating, and you can have cats that are great mousers and they get mice and shrews and that sort of thing, but not that much interested in rats. Well, I had another thought at the time, and, you know, we were pushed for time, so I didn't say anything about it, Nathan, but Eileen did bring it up in her email because she heard that discussion. And what occurred to me and that I didn't mention, but she did, is the fact that, you know, getting cats to hunt rats, not a great idea. And basically, she's advocating for cats being indoor only models. I, of course, agree with that. But I strongly recommend that you have a catio or a cat run like I do, because it solves all the problems and everybody's happy and they get to go outside, but they're contained. But the reason not to get a cat for a rat problem, if they're, because they have to be outside to do that, and they hunt the songbirds, and that's a problem. So we don't want them hunting the songbirds. So we really don't have a great rat answer, except don't put the food out in the first place. I tried and tried for years to try to get creative about how to not attract them or how to keep them away from it. And they're just too darn smart. So anyway.
And I just want to clarify that I wasn't intending to have a cat, you know, as a tool. Just, I mean, of course, cats are and pets are always family members first.
Yeah,
I was just curious, you know, if the presence of a cat would do something, you know.
Well, I can tell you from my farm, at my farm, you know, where I did feed the birds, but was attracting the rats and had that issue. I also had a pack of dogs. I had a pack of wolf Odies, Arctic Wolf, Giant Shepherd. And I had cats, and I had indoor models and outdoor models. None of that made an iota worth of difference with the rats. So there's not a good solution other than, unfortunately, you gotta trap them. And now I know. Oh! I even Gary or Nathan. Geez, I'm gonna call you Gary for a while. I guess this week you're Gary because.
Ta-da!
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Anyway, it's your fault because you started it. But anyway. what was I gonna tell you? I lost my train of thought. Anyway, it was good. Maybe it'll roll around again. And that's it. I even tried at my farm, Nathan. Now, see, I was going to do it. Call you Gary again. I even tried trapping the rats and then taking them back to the forest, like a mile away, and letting them go out in the forest. Those little and one of them got his little tail caught in the trap, and so had a mark so I could tell who was who. Those buggers beat me back to the house. No, I didn't see them, but I mean, they just came right back. And so that didn't even work. All right. Before we run, I guess we don't even time for the music. We'll do a short little current events. There is some new stuff on current events. It is all posted up on MarthaNorwalk.com is the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events, left side. There's some stuff going on up at Northwest Stream Center. The bird photography class they've had one class. I don't know if you can still join it. You could check that out. The big stuff is all on the Positive Alliance entry, and they've got all kinds of stuff coming up. There, Barks in the Park. The next one is August 23rd. You go into the Bark in the Park, Gary, with your girl again. Is Abby going on the 23rd of August?
It's something that's on our mind right now. I do know we're planning to possibly take a trip up to see Genevieve, so it might have to forego this one.
Oh, okay. But anyway, Bark in the Park, August 23rd, and again, September 28th. There's a Fremont Dogtoberfest, September 18th. Salmon Days in Issaquah, October 1st and October 2nd. And get all the rest of the details on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on current events, because that brings us to the top of the hour, and it's time to love train one more time. I couldn't stand it last hour. I had to get up and dance. Couldn't dance in my chair. Probably going to happen again. So remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and I'll come cruising through and pick you up. Join me on the love train. And let's see. It is the best exercise you can get, and that is, it's our exercise and helping Martha get back and getting her pants fitting again. So get up, get moving, get those juices flowing, and we'll get us energized for the day and the week. And I do that by energizing the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. It's coming up. And next hour, we're talking to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program in Ananda. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.